From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Thousands of pro-opposition marchers, some of them braving temperatures as low as minus 45 degrees Celsius, rallied in dozens of Russian cities Sunday to back jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to a rally in central Moscow. He shouted "swindlers and thieves" before police jumped on him and threw him into a bus. Reuters correspondent Scarlett Svatanovich reports.
The moment Russia's opposition leader was detained by police just minutes after appearing at a Moscow rally. Video footage posted on social media shows Alexei Navalny wrestled into the back of a patrol wagon just a few hundred meters from the Kremlin. He was walking to join several hundred supporters taking part in an opposition-led rally. The nationwide protests are calling for a boycott of what Navalny says will be a rigged presidential election in March. Earlier in the day, police raided his Moscow headquarters, forcing their way into the office using power tools, citing reports of a bomb threat.
A French woman has been found alive on the treacherous northern Himalayan peak known as Killer Mountain, but rescuers have not been able to locate her Polish climbing companion. Six adults and an unconscious baby were found Sunday after floating for more than a week in a small wooden boat in the Pacific Ocean. The New Zealand Air Force found the dinghy as it searched for survivors of a ferry that sank as it traveled between two islands in the remote nation of Kiribati. The Air Force crew was able to drop supplies, including water and food, to the survivors. This is VOA News. To mark World Leprosy Day, the World Health Organization is calling for the eradication of the ancient disfiguring disease by combating the stigma and discrimination that discourages people from seeking the help they need. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Leprosy, a hideously disfiguring disease that has blighted the lives of countless millions since biblical days, is curable. And yet the World Health Organization reports more than 200,000 people, most in Southeast Asia, are affected with the disease, and new cases continue to arise every year. Leprosy is a chronic bacterial disease with a slow incubation period of about 5 years. In some cases, symptoms may occur within 1 year, but can take as long as 20 years to appear. Leprosy was eliminated globally as a public health problem in 2000, but the disease persists in individuals and communities. WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich tells VOA this is unacceptable, as an effective treatment exists that can fully cure people of leprosy. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Afghanistan held a national day of mourning Sunday, the day after insurgents used an explosives-laden ambulance to carry out a deadly attack outside a government building in Kabul. Officials said Sunday the death toll has now risen to 103 people. 235 were wounded. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack in Kabul. A serial stowaway has been arrested again at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, just 3 days after she was released from jail after flying from Chicago to London without a ticket. 66-year-old Marilyn Hartman was arrested early Sunday after police were called about a woman refusing to leave the airport. They initially couldn't find her, but after a search, they found and identified her in Terminal 3. She was charged with criminal trespassing on state land and a violation of a state bond. Ingvar Kamprad, who founded Sweden's IKEA furniture brand and transformed it into a worldwide business empire, has died at the age of 91 from pneumonia. He died Saturday in the southern Swedish region of Småland, where he grew up on a farm. His brand became synonymous with the simplicity of Scandinavian design, modest pricing, flat-pack boxing, and do-it-yourself assembly for consumers. It turned Kamprad into an entrepreneur with a reported net worth of $46 billion. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.